In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Good morning. Oh, man, I knew it. Good morning. That's better. This is a preacher's dream is to preach on Daylight Saving Sunday and the Sunday before Lent. It's like the double privilege right here. So today we are going to contemplate a little bit on the passage we just read from Matthew chapter 6. And Matthew chapter 6, it's kind of in the middle of a sermon. So we kind of pick a passage in the middle of a sermon because this is a famous, famous passage from the Sermon on the Mount. And it starts in Matthew chapter 5. And this is the passage we always read before Lent to prepare us for the journey of Lent. And on the surface, if you were kind of reading it, it sounds almost like just a bunch of instructions, okay? Like, do this, do that, don't do this like they do. It kind of sounds like a bunch of instructions. But as you kind of read it a little bit more carefully, it's urging us actually to do something. And that something is to go deeper, okay? Not to just do things for, to just be kind of on the surface level and how we do things, but to go deeper in our journey with God and our relationship with God. And this is why Jesus focuses not on just what we should do, but how we should do them. That's why he says, this is how you should pray. This is how you should give. This is how you should fast. So it's urging us to go deeper. And that's kind of the theme of today. And we would all agree that that would make sense. Because the end goal of anything that we do with God, the end goal isn't the action in and of itself. The end goal is like how we do it, right? For example, if I just say a bunch of words in prayer, did I technically pray? Yeah, I technically prayed. But is that like the prayer that God is looking for? We would say no, right? And we would all get this. And this is, this is so refreshing because Jesus today isn't just, again, kind of just throwing commands at us, but he's telling us exactly how to approach him and how to go deeper with him. We would all agree with this. We would all agree kind of with that mentality of it's not just the things that you do, but it's how you do them. For example, parents at home, let's say you're trying to teach your kids to share with one another, okay? You're trying to teach your kids to share, and you tell them it's important to share. And they say, fine, I'll share. But the way that they share is they're kind of throwing a fit the entire day, okay? They're like frowning, they're whatever, but they're sharing, like they're doing the sharing. And at the end of the day, what are you thinking to yourself? Are you thinking to yourself, man, I'm really glad they shared today. That was such a successful experience. No, you're thinking to yourself, that was miserable, okay? That was not fun. They didn't have a good time doing it. We need to go deeper. It's not just the action. We need to go deeper. It's easy for us. It's easy for us during different seasons of the church to go through the motions. It's easy for us, and maybe not super easy, but it's easy for us to kind of just switch our diet and call it fasting, for example. That just going through the motions. It's easy for us to do things and to approach it begrudgingly, okay? And if we're being honest, the longer you've been in church, the more susceptible you are to this, okay? To kind of go through the motions or to do something begrudgingly, to not seek the journey with God deeply. I think the point of today's gospel is that Jesus is telling us that in everything we do, we should do it with the right intentions and with purpose in mind. That we're not just going through the motions, that we're not doing things just for the sake of doing them, but that we're doing them with the right intentions in mind. What I kept thinking to myself as I was reading the passages today, and especially this passage, is go deeper, start over, be active in your relationship with God. And when I say that, some of us may be thinking or may be tempted to think, I've been through Lent before. Why would this time be any different? I've been through Lent before. I've been through a million fasts before. Why would this time be any different? And I know that that's a temptation, or that's a thought that the devil puts in our mind to kind of weaken our zeal or our excitement in our journey with God. The answer to why would this year be any different than any other year is very simple. Because you're different. Because I'm different. We don't enter into a season of the church exactly the same. Think about your life. Where you are today versus where you were last year, things happened. Some great things, some tough things, some challenges. So when we enter a season of the church, we enter as we are, with kind of everything that we have. Our lives are always changing. So there is no such thing as this is the same as it was last year. Because it's about relationship with God. It's dynamic. It's not just doing things for the sake of doing them. So if the goal for us, as we're entering this journey of Lent, and by the way, if this is a surprise for you and you forgot to look at the calendar, yes, Lent starts tomorrow. Okay, so, but if the challenge for us is to go deeper and to actively approach God in a way that, you know what, I don't just want this to be another ordinary season in the church, or to think to myself, oh, this is the same as it was last year, what is it that we should do? And today's readings kind of lay the foundation for us. They tell us exactly what we should do and how we should do them. And the foundation of today's readings, it kind of starts us, if you looked at the different gospel accounts, especially the Vespers Gospel and the Matins Gospel and today's Gospel, there's one theme that's repeated over and over again. And it's not prayer, and it's not fasting, and it's not giving. Anybody else paying attention to, especially the Gospels? What theme was reiterated over and over again? Forgiveness. Somebody said, I heard somebody say, forgiveness. The theme that's repeated over and over again before prayer, before fasting, before giving, is actually forgiveness. And it's actually, if you're paying attention to Jesus giving the Our Father prayer in Matthew chapter 6, he only comments on one section of the prayer. Were you paying attention at the very end when he says, this is how you should pray, our Father, and he gives the Lord's Prayer. Then he comments on forgiveness. That's the one part that he comments on. So the first step in this journey of Lent is to look at my life and see, is there forgiveness? Is there forgiveness? Is it easy for me to forgive others? And some offenses against us are small, okay? And when those small offenses come, is it easy for me to forgive? Or do I hold grudges? Do I get angry? Do I play it over in my mind over and over again? And is it? And am I willing to also accept forgiveness from God for my mistakes? I think if this is something if this is something we struggle with, I would say that for Lent, this goes on top of your list. This goes on top of your list, forgiveness. This, you go in with the mentality of, I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight because I'm not going to let any barrier between me and God. And this is why we always start the liturgy, by the way, with the kiss of peace, okay? Because we don't want any barriers between us and God. And this is this could be a great barrier. So maybe, again, if this is the area that I know I need to work on, then this is what I'm praying about during Lent. This is what I'm dedicating my fast to during Lent. Maybe I'm picking up a book on forgiveness or how to like heal and get over something during Lent. And once we put that on the table, then we can look at the other virtues. Okay? That's my son. Okay. It's always him. It's always him. I just know. So once we look at forgiveness and we take that and we tackle that head on, then we can look at the other virtues, okay, that Jesus talked about today. The prayer, the fasting, and the giving. And we can look at how is Jesus telling us to do these things, okay? So for prayer, maybe I'm assessing. And the goal, by the way, isn't to just kind of start spiritual routines during Lent. The goal is hopefully that we're sharpening those tools, okay, or those weapons, or we're being renewed. And even if we are starting, that's okay. But I look at, like, for example, my prayer life. And I focus on what Jesus was saying. And again, the essence of it is go deeper. Is my prayer life based on kind of go, 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 go through the motions, say a prayer here, like a quick prayer there, like, you know, before the test prayer kind of thing, or something bad happens prayer, like kind of that's my prayer life? Or is it I'm pouring my heart out to God consistently, on a consistent basis? And I'm not pouring my heart out just for myself, but I'm bringing others into my prayer as well. I'm praying for other people around me. Fasting. Is the goal in mind when I'm fasting is to make room for God? And I always say fasting is kind of, I know we focus on food a lot, but for me personally, the period of fasting and Lent, what I try to focus on is like silence and distraction, because we are pulled in so many different places and there's so many distractions around us constantly, just constant distractions. So for me, that's kind of where my focus usually is there silence in my life, in my relationship with God? Am I making room for God to speak to me? And the last one of giving, again, is my life self-centered or am I giving of myself? What I would recommend for all of us to do, and I know I'm going to do it myself, is We go home today, and this is kind of what this preparation week is all about, is we meditate on this gospel a little bit more closely and to see where is it that God is calling me to take a step. Where is it that God is calling me to take a step? Maybe it's that forgiveness that we talked about. Maybe it's the prayer, the fasting, the giving. Maybe it's a combination of something or another. But the goal of this time of preparation, this week of preparation, is for me to kind of assess where I'm at and to say, okay, I want to take a step, okay? And if you actually want like some resources to help you do that, you can go on our STSA app, okay? Just a plug there. You can go on the app and we have like a Lent button. And you can go on there and look at different resources and things you can do. That's to me what this first week is all about, is to take a step back, to assess where I'm at, and to say, okay, let's start this journey with God. To me, the goal of Lent, like I've been mentioning, is go deeper, go deeper, go deeper. Why go deeper? Because to me, it really, like, the spiritual life kind of boils down, at least the way it makes sense in my small head, okay, is it boils down to this. The spiritual life is all about me getting out of the way so that God can work. The spiritual life is all about getting out of the way so that God can work. It's not like I'm going to do something amazing on my own. No, no, no. Spiritual life is me get out of the way so that the Holy Spirit can come and do His work and do His thing. And that's what this period is all about. The reason that I pray is that my will is aligned to God's will, right? Like that I'm in communion with God. The reason that I'm fasting is, again, I'm making room for God. The reason that I'm giving of myself, okay, that I'm imitating Christ, who's the giver, right? So I do all those things, and the reason I forgive is the same thing, that I get out of the way and that God can work. And if we approach it that way, if we approach this season kind of like spiritually and not just from like the physical is good because the physical hopefully reminds us of the spiritual, but if we approach it with that mindset, I think that could go a long way in how we participate during this season. My prayer for all of us, and I know that, you know, for me too, I fall into that temptation where when we go through different seasons and it's over and over and over and over and over again, is that it's like, okay, this is kind of like it was last year. It's kind of just go on cruise control or autopilot. But my prayer is that we all kind of take a step back, and it's a great time, okay? You have a more daylight time now, okay? Congratulations, you woke up early today for that. And we have more time now to kind of reflect on our life and to say, where am I at, okay? Not in like a shame or a guilt kind of way, but an excited kind of way. Where am I at, and where do I want God to lead me? And that's what I'm praying for. And where are others around me, okay? Where are they at in their life with God, and where do I want God to help them and lead them? And that's another thing you can do, by the way, is like dedicate a fast to someone that's in your life. So my prayer is that we approach this season with that in mind, with that spirit of, God, I know that you can do great things. I know that you've done great things. And I don't enter any season in the church the same way I was, because life is different. Life changes. But my hope is that, Lord, I just take another step. I take another step of getting out of the way and allowing you to work. And when I do that, I know that God can do great things in all our lives. And glory be to God forever. Amen.